Bună seara, toată lumea. Să fericire la ziua Marei Unirii din România pentru astăzi, 1 decembrie, e dată când România a fost unificat, toate provinciile din Bucovina, Basarabia și Transilvania. Și fost în anul 1918. După Revoluția Română, ei fost o ziua pentru să fericire și fost declarația de unirii în Alba Iulia, Uniunea din Transilvania cu România, la sfârșit din întâiul războiul mondial. Dar după nu fost monarhia în România, în anul 1947 fost anulat și a fost ziua națională pe 10 mai și a fost la fel la data când regele Carolul I-ul a venit pe Pământul Român prima dată în anul 1876. Și fost odată din declarația de independență din Imperiul Otoman din Turcia în anul 1877. Și după căderea din comunismului fost din nou anul când fost ziua de Mare Unirii fost celebrat. Atât nu pot să vorbesc românește foarte bine pentru că străinul, dar fost în România pentru 2 ani și am ieșit din țară în anul 2011 și acum am uitat mulți cuvintele român și e mai ușor pentru mine să exprime dacă eu să folosesc limba nativ care este englezește. Atât din acest clip eu să vorbesc pe englezește. So, thank you for struggling through that. You probably haven't switched over, but I'm congratulating all Romanians on Great Union Day, often translated sort of non-literally into Independence Day. So it's the National Day of Romania. Now, Romania is pretty mean with public holidays because should this happen to fall on a Saturday or Sunday, no, you don't get a weekday off for it, okay? So it's... the day when, at the end of the First World War, Romania was united. A grand national assembly met in Alba Iulia, more or less the geographical center of Romania, over 1,200 delegates from all the counties of Romania, and they united them. Remember, Transylvania, which is now northwest Romania, was part of the Ottoman-Hungarian Empire, and Romanians were a slight majority, maybe like 55%. A lot of Hungarians, obviously some Gypsies, some Serbians, and some ethnic Germans who've been there for centuries, but were definitely culturally, linguistically German. Some Jews, the Jews often spoke Yiddish as their first language, sometimes learning Hungarian because they're part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, German, whatever, not many of them fluent in Romanian and so forth. Vlach people, sometimes known as A-Romanians, those shepherds you find all over Southeastern Europe. And there was a woman with the two little children on the train today, and I recognized some Romanian words, and I wondered whether that was A-Romanian, which in Romania means not Romanian, and perhaps other ethnic groups, and maybe some ethnic Ukrainians in like, you know, northern Bukovina and so forth. So that's when they united. So Banat, the very west of Romania, Timișoara is in another region, Crișana and so on, where all the Crișul rivers come together. And that's another region close to Hungary. Maramureș in northeast Romania, in the Carpathians, close to the border with Ukraine, where the river Tisa rises and flowing into there. So, okay. Anyway, so it's celebrating Alba Iulia, and then there is a military parade down Șoseaua Kiselev in the center of Bucharest to Arcul de Triumf. Kiselev, as in like forest man, was a Russian general, helped to liberate Romania sometime in the 19th century. So the president of Romania, he, of course, is guest of honor, and he reviews it. So I say he because it only ever has been a man. Anyway, so sometimes they've invited troops from friendly countries, from the Republic of Moldova, the United States, Slovenia, the United Kingdom, Turkey, and so forth, despite the fact that Turkey had once been their enemy, but that's a long time ago. Okay, singing Deșteaptă-te Român, as in wake up Romanian, the national anthem. Okay, and troops who've served in Afghanistan or Iraq in not fairly recent years, they used to parade as well. Of course, Romania, being a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, has participated in those missions. So that is the unification of Romania. Some of you used to consider Moldova, the Republic of Moldova, unfinished business. Bessarabia is sometimes known, because there is that adjacent province of Romania, also called Moldova. But to avoid confusion, stop saying the Republic of Moldova, with the flag almost the same as the Romanian flag, with the official language being Romanian. They don't call it Moldovan. For a while in the 90s, they called it Moldovan. But, 99% it is the same as Romanian. Some anachronistic words, some Russian loan words, but they're completely comprehensible. Would they reunite with Romania? Because remember, at some point in history, for example, 1918 up until 1940, it was part of Romania. And between the First World War and the Second World War, Romania is the largest ever extent. They even had some land south of the Danube, which is now part of Bulgaria. Right at the end of the First World War, the Romanian army got all the way to Budapest, because sometimes Hungary has been the primary enemy. So that's it. So Romania's got a lot to celebrate. It's getting better and better. Is getting wealthy. I mean, I remember the 90s after the horrors of communism were over, Romania was one of the poorest countries in Europe. And although just because Ceausescu had been shot, that didn't mean the economy automatically improved. And there was an awful lot of suffering. We saw these ghastly images of orphanages where poor children were abandoned, particularly disabled children. And people in Western Europe were sometimes adopting Romanian orphans. But Romania has made an awful lot of progress coming towards the European average economically. And unemployment is very low. A lot of money from the European Union has come in, and there has been some corruption, but nevertheless, it's got through. The roads are improving, the railways are improving. A lot of people have got cars. Even the poorest person's had running water and electricity for quite some time. And like everybody gets to go to school and so on, has long had 100% literacy. Increasingly good health care. People have made money in Western Europe and obviously sent it back. Like 2% of Italy is ethnically Romanian. Sometimes they're Italian citizens, sometimes they're not. So unemployment is quite low, and Romania is so successful now, it has significant immigration from the global south, from like Egypt, Nigeria, India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, where else? I can't think. Tanzania, Nigeria, and so forth. Mexico. Anyway, so thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate a PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Of course, in Romania, in Ireland, we have a significant Romanian community. They're one of the biggest nationalities claiming Irish citizenship. Of course, Romania being a European Union country, there isn't a particular advantage to becoming an Irish citizen, but I'm glad they do. They're an essential part of the fabric of Irish society. Okay, so that's it. Congratulations.